question. Do you ever wonder why there are some that are just so excited to be a follower of Jesus Christ? They're excited for Christ. They want to be identified with Christ. They want people to know that they're identified with Christ. And they show forth great enthusiasm and have great love for Jesus Christ. And they're involved in his work through the local church that they attend. And then there are those who profess to be Christians that if they follow Christ at all, it's afar off, so far away that folks would have trouble identifying them with Christ. Or there are those that profess to be church members who profess to be saved and who profess to be Christian, but they have made the decision that they're no longer going to follow Jesus. They're not going to follow after Christ any longer. They're not going to get involved in this church stuff. They're not going to attend the services. They're not going to be involved in the ministry. And so they have just made a decision not to follow after Jesus anymore. Do you ever wonder why there are these groups of people, one so excited to be identified with Christ and so willingly following after Jesus and involved in his work and ministry, and then others that want to go to heaven when they die? They want to be called a Christian, but they do not want to follow after Jesus and be involved in the ministry of Christ. Well, we find a similar situation in the Bible in John chapter 6. In this chapter, Jesus is teaching and about him being the bread of life, and some of these that are called disciples here have trouble with what he's teaching, and it's troubling to them. And then we come to verse 66 and says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Well, now let's look at this for just a moment. Why did these people that are called disciples here no longer follow after Jesus? Why did they come to that decision? Well, we find that in this course of teaching here in the sixth chapter, that his teaching was a hard saying to them. That the teaching of Jesus was a hard saying. And then we find that Jesus identifies the problem in verse 64, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who would betray him. In other words, he knew that there were some that were following after him. There were some that's called disciples, followers after Jesus, that were not saved at all. They were coming, they were listening to his teaching. They were listening to what he had to say, but they were finding it to be a hard saying. Now let's explore that for just a minute. Some in the church, they really get something out of the teaching of God's word. There are others there rubbing their neck, looking down at the floor, piddling with pencils, psalm books, whatever, dozing off, looking at the ceiling, whatever they can do to keep from concentrating upon God's word. And they find the teaching of God's word or the preaching of God's word, they find it boring, they find it uninteresting, and they find it hard to follow. Why? When the person right next to them or in front of them or just in back of them is enjoying it immensely and getting something from it. What's the difference here? Well, Jesus explores this. We find here that those that find it to be a hard saying are in the flesh and they cannot understand that which is spiritual. And so those that are piddling around while the preaching of God's word is going on or the teaching of God's word is going on and they've got their mind on other things and they will not really let the word of God sink into their heart, they're not interested in it. Could it be, and I think it is, that these people are in the flesh and cannot receive that which is spiritual coming at them? In other words, they're not saved. And they cannot receive spiritual teaching. They cannot receive the things of God, which are spiritual, because they're in the flesh. They're lost. And eventually they just get to the place in life where they're tired of it. They don't want to pretend anymore. They're more interested in the things of the world. They're more interested in what's out there for them to do rather than be in church and listening to God's word or getting involved in the ministry of Jesus Christ. And so they come to this place where they say, I'm not going to do this any longer. I'm not going to follow Jesus any longer. I'm not going to get involved in his work in the ministry of the local church. Or if they really do not want to go to that extreme, what they may do is be like some of the disciples the night that Jesus was arrested. They will follow afar off. So far off that it would be hard to identify them as a follower of Jesus. But to soothe their conscience, they can say, oh yes, I'm a Christian. Oh yes, when I die, I'm going to heaven. But they're also at peace with the world, and the people around them think they're one of them because they're following Christ at such a far distance that they're no threat to them. And there's no identification that can be seen in their life that they have a relationship to Jesus Christ. So these people are not saved. These people have a stony, fleshly heart that cannot receive the things of God. They cannot receive the message from God's word. It means nothing to them. And all of our churches have these people in them, and lots of these people in them. Someday I believe the invitation here that Jesus gives to the other 12, hey, these folks are going. You want to go too? Now's the time to depart if you do. Here's a good getting off place if you really want to go. You don't find Jesus running after these people and begging them to stay, begging them, oh, won't you come back? I didn't mean to offend you. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Won't you stay and be one of my followers? Won't you help me increase my numbers? No, he just turned to the others and said, you people want to go too? Now's the time to get out if you want. And we've got those on our church rows today and in our church membership rows that they want to be begged. They want to be begged to come. They want people to come after them and beg them to come. Oh, why don't you come? Why don't you come? Jesus didn't beg. Jesus just told the reason why they didn't want to be followers of him, why they didn't want to identify with him, why they weren't getting anything out of his teaching. Because they were lost. Saved people that have the Spirit of God moving within them, living in within them, they're interested in the things of God. They're interested in his word. They're interested in his work. They want to get involved in his ministry. Well, I like what Peter said. Peter said it, what it ought to have been said, I guess. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's why you stay. That's why you're followers of Christ. That's why you don't want to go. That's why you don't want to drift off and be identified with the world, because you're sure Christ is who he says he is, that he is the Messiah, he is the Savior. And who else can you go to? Why would you want to leave him? For he has the words of eternal life. He has that gift of eternal life that's going to spare you from eternal destruction. Well, Lord, who else could we turn to? And why in the world would we want to go anywhere else? We have you. So when you see people that are not enthused about Jesus, when you see people that are not interested in the Word of God, when you see people that claim to be Christians but they're not following after him because, as they say, church is not relevant in my life. This preaching of God's word, I don't get anything out of it. It's hard saying. I don't get really anything out of that. I don't go to Sunday school because I just don't get anything out of the teaching of God's word. I just don't like it. I'm not going. Why? Because they're in the flesh and they cannot accept that which is spiritual. They cannot understand that which is spiritual. They've never had a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And you say, well, now what you're preaching is a hard saying. You're sitting as judge and jury over these people. Well, I'm not really. If they were really on Christ's side, they'd be following after him, would they not? If they've really been saved and then they're followers, they're disciples of Jesus, they're on his side. They shouldn't have any problem with being identified with him, and they should want to know what his word has to say, and they should want to be involved in the work that he's called us to do. And if they're not, there's got to be a reason why. And Jesus himself gave it here because they're not saved. Now, you can make all the sorry excuses you want to for these people, but that's the bottom line of it. Moses said, I'm drawing a line. Now, those on God's side, get over here. And if you stay on the other side, you're not with God. You're not of God. You're not on God's side. You're not identifying with God. And the line is drawn today. Those on Jesus' side, get over here. Be identified. Be a true follower of Jesus. And if you're not with him, you're against him. You're on the other side, and you're not a disciple of Jesus Christ. How much plainer can that be? You know, George Bush says, if you're not with us in this fight against terrorism, then you're a terrorist. You're a terrorist supporter. You're either with us or you're against us. You're either with God or you're on the other side. You can't ride a fence. Sad, isn't it? But so many of our church members are following him afar off, such a distance that they can't even be identified as followers of Jesus. Nor do they want to be identified as followers of Jesus. Well, that's all the time I have for the message this morning. I do thank you for joining us for God's Word for today.